I'm Bhavana Puthuri. I am a professor at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine. I am also the director of gynecologic oncology clinical trials at the NYU Perlmutter Cancer Center with NYU Langone Health in New York.
Dr. Puthuri, patients with underlying conditions we have been hearing are at higher risk of having severe cases of COVID-19. What did you find in your study of women with gynecological cancers?
Yeah, thanks, Pat. We found that the known risk factors for COVID, so age, race, comorbidities, also hold true for women with cancer, and that their cancer diagnosis or their treatment per se does not increase their risk of hospitalization or death due to COVID-19 infection.
So describe your study. You looked into this. Describe what you did.
So we partnered with our New York City colleagues from five other hospital systems and collected data on all women with gynecologic cancer and COVID-19 infection. And our main question was whether women with gynecologic cancer had worse outcomes with COVID-19 infection, like the initial reports that were published out of China, and whether treatment, surgery, or other systemic anti-cancer treatments such as chemotherapy were associated with worse outcomes.
So your results were just published, and what did you find?
Yes, our results were just published in the Journal of Cancer, and all of my New York City colleagues need to be congratulated for this wonderful and important collaborative effort. We found that patients with gynecologic cancer who have been hospitalized with COVID-19 infection have similar risk of death compared to the general population. And we did not find that COVID-19 infection increased their rate of hospitalization or death. We also didn't find that late-stage cancer, chemotherapy, or having recent surgery increased the risk of hospitalization or death due to COVID-19 infection. So these results were really reassuring to us, since those initial reports out of China had really concerned us.
There was one risk factor that did seem, though, to increase the odds of death.
Yes, we were surprised to find that immunotherapy, which are treatments that harness the body's own immune system to fight cancer, was actually associated with a 3.5 increased risk of death. And this may be because immunotherapy may really enhance that cytokine storm that leads to poor outcomes with COVID-19 infection. So obviously these findings need to be investigated further, since only 8 of the patients in our 121 patients actually received immunotherapy. And we actually plan to investigate this in a larger cohort of patients, since our national organization, the Society of Gynecologic Oncology, is keeping a national COVID-19 registry of all gynecologic cancer patients across the country who developed COVID-19. And so that should really help us further look into this question and really try to help us answer this more clearly.
Because cancer treatment is so time sensitive, what advice do you have following this study?
I think my advice would be to continue your care. Continue your cancer screening. Prevention and treatment are all critical in terms of preventing and optimizing outcomes due to cancer, as you just said. And know that it's safe to get surgery and chemotherapy for cancer treatment, despite the underlying fears that many patients and honestly many physicians may have had early on in the pandemic. I'm hopeful that our data should provide this reassurance.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about this, but what are you working on now?
Yeah, so we're working on, one of the things I mentioned already was that we're working on really evaluating that question of immunotherapy and the risk of death due to COVID-19, but we're also looking at racial disparity in terms of COVID-19 outcomes in gynecologic cancer. And we were concerned about a few preliminary findings, such as younger Black women with gynecologic cancer were more likely to die of COVID-19 disease. And we were also seeing a greater proportion of death in Brooklyn and Bronx. So we're really investigating this further, and we will have a manuscript soon looking at these issues. In addition, we're also reporting on the role of inflammatory markers in women with COVID-19 infection. So the idea behind that is that cancer is a pro-inflammatory state, so it causes inflammation in your body. And so it's unclear whether the markers that are useful in predicting COVID-19 infection in the general population also apply to cancer. So that's another area that we're looking at.
We're always finding out new things about the virus, and it seems very quickly, in just a matter of a few months, I guess we've had to. What COVID advice, if any, do you have for our listeners at this time?
Yeah, thanks for this question, because it's probably the most important thing that I say. Even though we may not have a national strategy, I think it's important to know that each and every one of us right now has the ability to influence the spread of this virus. And so I plead with everyone to please, please wear a mask, socially distance, practice good hand hygiene with frequent hand washing. We know these strategies work. And until there is a vaccine, we all need to be careful and responsible. And we all have a moral and social obligation to protect those around us. And honestly, I would limit going out in public and congregating in groups unless it's absolutely necessary. And Pat, honestly, I go to work and I go out for walks and that's about it. And so I think it's really important that, yes, we may not have a vaccine yet, and we're working on that. But there are things that we can, each and every one of us can do right now. And I hope that people understand this. And I also hope that people see that in New York, we've been able to do this. And I hope we continue to do this. And I hope everyone stays safe.
Actually, you know, you being in the thick of it there in New York, you've made me feel more optimistic after talking to you.
That is good, right? I mean, because we've been there.
Yes.
We've weathered through the surge and being the epicenter. And we've all worked hard to get to the state that we're at. And yeah. Our recent testing shows that we've maintained a very low level of infection in New York.